From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. A Pakistani court has indicted former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif as well as his daughter and son-in-law on corruption charges stemming from the documents leaked from a Panama law firm. Anjum Gill has the story as all three individuals pleaded not guilty.
Maryam Sharif denied the allegations and characterized them as revenge after exiting the courtroom. The former Prime Minister is unlikely to be arrested on his return from London as the court has already granted bail. Sharif's political future has been hanging in balance since July when the Supreme Court disqualified him from being Prime Minister. Anjum Gill, VOA News.
Spain's government set plans in motion Thursday to strip Catalonia of its autonomy after the region's leader vowed to continue a vote for independence. Albano Dante Fachin, a member of the Catalan parliament for the left-wing party Podemos, says what people want are talks.
What should happen is what the majority of citizens are waiting for, a photo of the two opposing sides sitting around a table trying to solve it. This is what a majority of the people want. This is what the majority of the international community wants.
Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy's office said it planned a special cabinet meeting for Saturday to trigger Article 155 of Spain's constitution, which gives the government the power to take away some or all of its autonomy. At least 43 soldiers are dead after Taliban forces stormed a southern Afghanistan military base Thursday. 9 soldiers were wounded. 6 others are missing. 10 Taliban attackers were killed. This is VOA News. Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga said that he would reconsider his decision to quit the country's troubled election race, provided there was proper headway on electoral reform.
If proper consultations are done and proper reforms are carried out and those fears that we raised are addressed, which made us pull out of this race, then we will consider. But as things stand right now, our position is as we announced it yesterday.
Odinga made the remarks after meeting the head of the Kenyan Election Board just a week before presidential elections that have plunged the country into a deep crisis. The ruling Jubilee Party filed a petition in the Supreme Court on Thursday, alleging opposition politicians were in contempt of court for obstructing a rerun by withdrawing from the race. Several Islamic State group-linked militants were killed in an overnight fighting in Marawi City, located in the southern Philippines. Miller Arcega has that story.
Armed Forces of the Philippines spokesperson Colonel Romeo Bronner said top Malaysian militant is believed to be among those killed.
Last night, 13 of the Mauti ISIS were killed. And we are now verifying the report that among the 13 who were killed is Dr. Mahmoud Ahmed.
Military officials said Mahmoud, also known as Abu Hanzala, had linked up Isnilon Hapilon with the Islamic State group and provided funding to bankroll the siege of Marawi. Sporadic fighting continued in Marawi even after President Rodrigo Duterte announced its liberation Tuesday. That announcement sparked hopes that hundreds of thousands of residents could finally return home after being displaced for nearly 5 months by a bloody siege. Millar Sega, VOA News.
European Union leaders told British Prime Minister Theresa May Thursday to match her goodwill pledges to boost Brexit negotiations with concrete proposals if she really wants to start discussing a future trade deal by December. May had initially hoped that post-divorce issues like trade could be on the table starting next week. In Togo, at least 4 people have been killed in clashes between security forces and protesters demanding an end to the rule of President Faure Gnassingbé. Security Minister Colonel Damahame Yark said one person was shot dead in the capital Lome, while 3 others were killed in Togo's second-largest city of Sokoto. Yark says 60 demonstrators were arrested in Wednesday's clashes. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.